Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi again, and welcome back to The Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Okay, pop quiz. What is the first thing that comes to mind when I say ADHD? A, getting distracted. B, ants in the pants. C, elementary school boys. Or D, women and girls. Most likely, you didn't pick D. But if that's the case, you're not alone. For most people, ADHD conjures a mental image of school-age boys squirming at desks or bouncing off walls, not a picture of adults, girls, or especially adult women. Both scientists and society have long pinned ADHD on males, even though girls and women may be just as likely to suffer from this neurodevelopmental disorder. Back in 1987, the American Psychiatric Association stated that the male-to-female ratio for ADHD was 9 to 1. 20 years later, however, an epidemiological study of almost 4,000 kids found the ratio was more like 1 to 1, half girls, half boys. Now, in both sexes, core symptoms are the same: difficulties with paying attention, getting and staying organized, planning ahead, and time management. There's also the phenomena I call the laser beam and the disco ball, where attention is either hyper-focused or unfocused with not much in between, and toggling in and out of either is difficult. Okay, so how does ADHD most often manifest in women? Well, ADHD is actually a bit of a misnomer because it can exist with or without the H. And while girls can certainly be hyperactive, they more often fall into the category without the H, called ADHD inattentive type. For these girls, ADHD looks more like dreaminess, spaciness, or messiness than like Honey Boo Boo after a dose of go-go juice. Therefore, they get written off as ditzy or dumb, and because they're not disruptive, like individuals with the hyperactive subtype, they fly under the radar. In other words, because they're generally well-behaved, girls often miss out on diagnosis that could get them treatment and valuable academic accommodations. Of course, there are boys who appear spacey and dreamy, and girls who are hyperactive, but even for a girl with hyperactivity, the H doesn't necessarily look like bouncing off the walls. Instead, hyperactivity could manifest as talkativeness, being, quote, dramatic, aka overly emotional and reactive, or she might simply be labeled a tomboy. Again, because it's not necessarily disruptive, and because many girls try to compensate by people-pleasing, all of this frequently gets missed. Now, for adult women, ADHD often manifests as feeling constantly overwhelmed. Moms in particular are expected to multitask, be in charge of the family's social life, keep track of kids' activities, and generally keep the million moving parts of a family going. Problems getting organized or planning ahead can have publicly humiliating consequences, like when your kid is the only one without a permission slip for the field trip, or you forget to pick him up after Little League for the third time. Also, tedious, repetitive tasks like folding laundry, writing thank you notes, balancing a checkbook, or sorting the mail are kryptonite to folks with ADHD. But many women feel like they should be able to do these things easily because so many other women seem to do them without a second thought. All this leads to the most common symptom of ADHD you've never heard of: low self-esteem. So many bright, capable women with ADHD think they're stupid, incompetent, lazy, or defective. They perpetually feel like they're not good enough, not smart enough, not together enough. And if that's not enough, up to 75% of individuals with ADHD have another disorder, most commonly anxiety, a learning disability, or, especially in women, depression. Oftentimes, women suffer for decades and only begin to suspect they might have ADHD when their kid gets diagnosed.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And supermom has a lot on her supersized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay, so why are the symptoms different in boys and girls? Or women and men? Well, part of the problem is historical. Knowledge about the disorder was based on initial research on boys. It was assumed that the symptoms of the boys were the symptoms of the disorder. The diagnostic criteria are therefore based on the symptoms of these early subjects. Next, it's not just the diagnostic criteria that are the problem. Sometimes it's the diagnosers. Societal perceptions about ADHD blind those who might otherwise detect the disorder in girls and women. A parent or teacher, for example, might recognize the hyperactivity of a male student as ADHD and refer him to a mental health professional. But he or she might not detect the more understated symptoms of a female student, leaving her to endure untreated. Next, part of the problem may indeed be biological, but for now, that's beyond the cutting edge of research, though scientists for sure are working on it. Part of the problem is that because ADHD has historically been thought of as a boys' issue, most of the people studied have been boys. As recently as 2007, a meta-analysis of ADHD brain imaging studies noted that the participants in fully half of the studies were 100% male, and across all the studies reanalyzed, the samples were less than 20% female. A final part of the problem may be more complicated than a mere inability to detect the disorder in girls. According to a 2009 study, even when girls' and boys' ADHD symptoms were perceived by participants as equally severe, parents and teachers were still more likely to refer boys for services than girls. Why? Well, researchers speculated that the boys were expected to benefit more from these services. And unfortunately, these expectations may reflect a gender gap in the value of academics. Indeed, if boys' education is valued more than girls, adults may consciously or unconsciously feel a greater urgency to help boys overcome any impediments to their academic success. Okay, so what can be done about all this? Well, first, change can come from the bottom up, from the grassroots. It's extremely important that girls and women get referred for diagnosis and treatment. Untreated women may be prone to all sorts of negative life outcomes, from academic underachievement, to divorce, to financial crises, to substance abuse, and more. Most frightening, folks with ADHD are also more likely to consider and attempt suicide. So, referral to treatment is key, and while treatment isn't perfect, it can help dramatically. Usually, it's a combination of medication and tightly focused, goal-oriented behavior therapy with an additional emphasis on working through a long-standing sense of guilt and shame and building up long eroded self-worth. Second, change can come from the top down. A 2006 study in the prestigious Journal of Consulting and Clinical Psychology found a group of girls who didn't meet current diagnostic criteria for ADHD, but when sex-specific criteria were used, they registered as distressed and impaired, the very definition of a disorder. This indicates that if diagnostic criteria were revised to account for sex-specific differences, more girls and women might be diagnosed and treated. And as more people became aware and talked about it, stigma could also decrease. Then it wouldn't be as surprising to pick multiple choice option D. For even more savvy, get every Savvy Psychologist episode delivered straight to your inbox by signing up for the newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. Or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, listen on Spotify, or like on Facebook, where you'll find links to lots of archived episodes no longer available on iTunes. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and next week, what happens when bullies and mean girls grow up? Plus, what to do about them. Of course, the Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. But I will see you back next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.